I think I'm going to get another instructor's opinion just on the calculus.
Okay.
More than a dozen hygienist students are working with patients at Parkland College's clinic. Dressed in white from head to toe, they're learning the skills they need after graduation, taking x-rays, cleaning teeth, and treating gum disease. Next to the exit of the clinic, and out of direct sight of most of the students, sits a man on a folding chair. He's Stanley Cross, the college dentist.
It is a necessity that the dental hygiene clinic have a dental clinician in the clinic at all times to oversee the department.
Because of what, state law?
Yes, it's state law, as well as to check medical histories.
Illinois has one of the most restrictive laws in the nation when it comes to dental hygienists. They're not allowed to care for patients unless directly authorized by a dentist, and they can't work unless a dentist is physically in the office. If a dentist takes a vacation, goes to a conference, becomes sick, or even goes out of the building for lunch, the hygienist can't so much as ask a patient to say ah. Angela Buss is a hygienist student at Parkland College. She speaks for many students hoping for greater independence.
There is a lot of problems out there, such as there probably needs to be dental work in prisons and also in hospitals. I know that a lot of times oral care is the least of someone's worries that is in a hospital setting. And I think that it would be great to be able to go out on our own without a dentist on the premises and at least do some oral hygiene care, such as a little bit of cleaning and helping them brush and just make sure that their mouths are being taken care of the way they should be.
That's also the viewpoint of the Illinois Dental Hygienists Association. For the past few years, they've called on the state legislature to give them freedom to provide hygienist care in schools, hospitals, prisons, community health centers, or via mobile units. Under the IDHA plan, dentists would not need to be physically present during treatment. But hygienists have not had success in the legislature, so they've enlisted the help of a political heavyweight, the Illinois Federation of Teachers, in their fight against the Illinois State Dental Society. That's alienated dentists. In a cramped and overheated hearing room in the Capitol last month, the House Registration and Regulation Committee listened to the IFTN hygienists. Their work, Freedom Bill, is sponsored by the chair of the committee, River Grove Republican Angelo Salviano. After hours of debate, the bill was amended. Language permitting hygienists to work under the general supervision of dentists was removed. The ISDS and member dentists lobbied hard against the bill, contacting every member on the committee. Dentists say they need to diagnose patients before hygienists begin work, that hygienists don't have enough education to make accurate assessments. Dentists also fear that if they give in to hygienists' requests for greater work freedom, it won't be long before hygienists ask to do more than clean teeth and take x-rays. Salviano wants dentists to weigh in.
We're waiting for the Dental Society House of Delegates to meet in September to come back with their suggestions on what they would give dental hygienists across the state in accommodating their movement to independent practice. Hygienists want to be reimbursed directly from insurance companies and Medicaid and all that. I don't think economically we're in a position to allow them to do that now.
ISDS lobbyist Dave Marsh says in September the dentist's House of Delegates may consider whether to allow hygienists to care for patients with long dental histories. Dentists would still need to be physically present for hygienists to work on new patients. Hygienists remain hopeful to get something passed this spring, but the fall veto session is more likely. Salviano met with lobbyists for the Illinois Federation of Teachers and the Illinois State Dental Society on Tuesday afternoon. Both sides say progress was made, especially in how to proceed. Marsh, as well as the hygienists' lobbyist, Steve Preckwinkle, say more meetings are being scheduled over the summer. For Smile Healthy, this is Dave Dickey.